At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Now on today's program, the single movie in almost 300 episodes that seriously made me consider quitting this venture. It's Ultraviolet. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we're defeated. Everyone, welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, summer. Wow, I wish it was summer. We'd be long past this movie. Listener Request Month rolls on. we're here to talk about Ultraviolet from 2006, directed by Kurt Vimmer. This was requested by Stephen from Charlotte, North Carolina, who had this to say.
Hi, this is Stephen from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was calling in for Listener Request Month to request Ultraviolet from 2006. It is the worst movie possibly I have ever seen, and it openly made me break up with my girlfriend at the time. Hope to hear it. Love the show, guys.
Wow.
I want that story.
Right, yeah, yeah, I want that story.
Come on.
So did she like the movie?
I think that's what it has to be.
It would have to have been.
That's
like
a parking lot argument.
Or like she didn't think it was that bad.
Or maybe it was like, can we go? And she's like, no, I want to watch how it ends. And you're like, I really just want to go. You know what? I really just want to go.
There might be a stinger, even though those things don't exist yet.
Oh my God, waiting for an ultraviolet stinger scene?
That sucks. That's grounds for
what
divorce.
Would it
oh
tease,
man, four though? And five are going to show up.
Oh my God. What, those are like the other clone babies?
The other clones of the idiot from the... The villain idiot. I don't know. I forget the guy's name.
Draxus.
Fernando Draxus. That's Draxus. It. Yeah.
Draxus.
Fernando Draxus.
You know, because it's kind of like Dracula.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. And they take the, like, the stupidest part of being a vampire.
Can we get into the vampire thing? Because it literally took me 50 minutes to figure out this is a movie about vampires.
But it's sure, not about vampires. Well, hang on. Before we get going, I'm saying right now that we're recording this episode.
Yeah.
This show is always, you know, it's just conversational. It's sure. Not scripted. Uh-huh. And, you know, an average We Hate Movies episode is about, well, 90, 100 minutes sometimes, depends on if we really get going.
We'll sneak an 80 in there every so
yeah,
often.
Yeah, you know, depends upon if we get off on a rant here. I'm making no fucking promises about this. We might be talking about Steven's breakup again.
Minisode.
To pad it out, man. Yeah, who the hell knows?
Well, whatever makes the thing zing, man.
I mean, you Jesus. Know, so
I said it just the other week ago, cursing us, but I thought The Last Airbender was one of the worst movies we've ever seen.
No, this is the one.
It takes the cake.
Can this we all, like, turn our key? Like, we've never done this before, because usually one person says it, and then somebody else says, oh, Nuki or something. But I really feel like we've hit it.
This is it. This is it.
So this beats out Letter from Death Row.
Oh,
yes.
Of course.
Oh,
easily.
Yes.
Yeah, like, easily. That is just
a remarkable movie.
Beautiful
this is not.
Work of an auteur.
Yes. At least Letter from Death Row had the fucking common courtesy to be bootlegged onto YouTube. I had to fucking rent this shit on Amazon.
Ooh, $3 to Kurt Vimmer.
Yeah, totally. I was pissed too, man. I was like, should have went for the SD. Went for that HD, losing that dollar.
You know, I don't think it was meant to be seen in HD.
No, it was meant to be seen by no one ever, except for Kurt Vimmer.
I imagine Kurt Vimmer at a McDonald's, and like he's like getting, let me get a number two. medium or large? And he gets a notification that somebody ordered ultraviolet on Amazon. He's like, you can make that large. You know what? Yeah, you can. Ooh.
And you know what? While you're at it, sweetheart, how about a 10-piece nuggets? Kurt's eating good tonight, baby!
Some podcasts talking about my movie.
God. And you know, you read the clap trap on like Wikipedia and whatnot.
It was that gonorrhea?
Yeah. And he's whining, speaking of gonorrhea, he's whining about like, oh, my movie was cut down by the studio. This is the, oh, they cut 30 minutes of the fighting. You know what? This is so fucking incompetently written, directed, performed. You know, you could have cut out 45 minutes. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered.
I will say it is remarkably horrible in its editing.
Like, oh, yeah.
It is.
You can't really, not that crown might not sit on Kurt Wimmer's head. You know what I mean?
No, like, but don't sit here and tell me that if they left 30 more minutes of a shitty movie.
There was a good movie hidden under this? No, there was not. No, there was not.
So we start the movie appropriately with a Mila Jovovich monologue where she says, my name is Violet and I'm from a world you might not understand. And you might not understand it because it's ill-conceived and nobody thought it through.
See, you called it a monologue. I went with rant.
So now this is a world where the medical community has become like militarized
and Nazified
and Christianized a bit.
There was a lot of Nazi stuff in this. Like, anyone who's had any type of disease or is predisposed to a disease goes to basically Auschwitz. Or whatever.
Well, it's basically. So I think what happens is like this vampire disease breaks out, and society is split into either you have it or you don't have it. The don't have it forces the habits to like put armbands on, and yes, are indeed interned in concentration
camps. When you say vampire, Andrew, you know, because words mean things.
Sure,
you're like, oh, it's a person that can only exist in the nighttime, has sharp fangs, maybe could turn into a bat.
Couldn't eat
forever,
a lot of garlic on his pizza.
Sucks blood through his fangs or her fangs. But we're hemophages and we're kind of vampires, but we're not really because we don't do any of the things vampires
are known to do. Well, what do we got? We got the teeth. We got the teeth.
We mostly have the teeth, although Jovovich doesn't have the teeth in the movie until like the third act for some reason.
She can hide them somehow.
No, I feel like that's a budgetary constraint.
Fucking bank was hiding those teeth.
William. Hey, come back on Thursday with the money. You'll get the teeth.
You'll get those teeth.
It's like William Fichtner looks like he has like the cotton balls up under the gums with these teeth. But
poor William Fichtner. What the fuck?
But can I say about the Nazi stuff? This is the watery turd on top of it all.
Oh, gross.
Is that not only does it make it very clear like they went to camps, you know, they were rounded up and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
Then they have to show a shot of three skinheads hanging out against a wall just to stamp it for you.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice it. I was too busy closing my eyes and sighing.
Like, I didn't get it. I didn't get you were talking about the Holocaust. Weird.
Here's the thing, though. If you're making all these, like, wink-winks and fucking, you know, like, elbow-to-rib notifications about Nazis and whatnot, your villain in this movie has to have the stage presence and the gravitas of one Adolf Hitler.
Not the guy who was the bad lawyer in Law and Order.
Yep. Or the hillbilly guy from Con Air is that guy.
Serial killer from X-Files.
Oh, right. Yeah, whatever that
guy who cuts things off and he gets.
Yeah, he was like dangerously obsessed with Scully.
Yep, yeah.
All those things sound better.
That was a good episode, man.
So with vampires, though, like.
I'm sorry, Steven's ex-girlfriend maybe liked this movie.
That's not my ex-girlfriend, but Steven from Charlotte.
Yeah, Steven from Charlotte, excuse me.
I wouldn't associate with anybody.
Steven from Real World Charlotte.
But. Words need to mean something. I'm so like vampire. If I made a movie about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
right.
And it was just like four guys, and they're like, oh, but they were Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or they are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but their skin is white, and they have like hair, and they're actually not teenagers, and they're kind of a little bit heavy.
At
like,
one time, they were possibly turtles.
Because like it's Twilight that does this. Like a lot of times, we're just like. Yeah, they're vampires, but they're not really vampires. Like, well, vampires are a thing.
Well, and you're not and they say this in Twilight, too. And I guess if you talk to anyone about this movie, maybe they'd say it here, too. But it's like the idea of, oh, we're reimagining something. No. You're, like, doing something out of, like, restriction or, like, necessity for something. Which I know the Twilight story was like based on books and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that Mormon's
very, very
problem
good books.
Was. But what very, very
no,
good
awful
books?
I was oh. being sarcastic.
Did you read any of them?
No, of course yeah. not.
What about Wait. Dan Brown novels? Did you read any of them?
Not. Are yeah. you judging stuff by its cover?
I am. Specifically books. Only books.
But I just hate that idea of like, oh, I'm reimagining something. No, you're not. You're just like leaving out details.
Well, yeah, and just not doing the thing. There's a really funny
like, imagine if it was like a Bela Lugosi Dracula in a fucking future castle. I mean, then now we're just doing Underworld, but... Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's more interesting.
It's a movie, at
Did
least.
Did anybody well, see that ultraviolet? What a total joke that was, trying to be like our beloved Underworld series.
Oh, is that the Underworld, like, Christmas party? It's him and Kate Beckinsale.
Everyone's
Michael
just
Sheen
about
is there.
It. Totally.
Just, yeah.
Len Wiseman's giving out gift bags.
Oh, look, Michael, you're under the mistletoe. Michael, why did you bother with that Passengers movie? That's embarrassing. Come home, Michael.
No, it's embarrassing that he was in Underworld. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Come home.
Wait, is just one movie or multiple?
Well, Michael Sheen?
Yeah.
I think he's in at least two of
two
them.
Two or three.
Oh, my
Lord. Yeah, he was around.
And that's the same with Twilight, Lord. Right? He's in two or three
what?
Twilight. Yeah.
He's in them their Twilight
yeah.
movies?
Oh, yeah. He's like the main villain, I think. Holy or like tomato. Not really villain. You know, who cares?
I got to get my life together. Well, that's I got to see this shit. We should do the Twilight movies as commentaries and just knock them out.
Oh my God! Wow, that would be
I don't
really
know
something.
If I want to do that.
Oh man, you'd get to like the fifth movie and it's like, well, there's three of us because one of us hung ourselves.
One just started walking.
Yeah, totally. We haven't seen him.
Yeah, Chris works for Greenpeace now. He's really doing something with himself. Really,
so what were you saying like 10 minutes ago? There was a funny what?
Oh, no. There's just a really funny piece that Mallory Ortberg wrote for The Toast about it was this new breed of vampire, and it's just Yorkshire Terriers. And it's her just basically talking about Yorkshire Terriers, but like – and they're not, you know, they could stay in the sun and all this stuff,
yeah.
but they're seriously vampires. You know, it's that, yeah. that kind of twist. It's so frustrating to me.
Here's another twist. This was based on a fake anime comic.
It's not.
What?
It's not based on anything.
No, I know. That's anything. What I just said.
Oh, yeah.
It's fake.
Yes, exactly.
You fucking faked
wait,
that this
wait,
was
wait.
Based on a
the
comic.
The comic was fake, but the movie was fake.
That's yes. right. Yeah.
That was
when this
true.
When this movie's trailer leaked onto the internet.
Yeah, it's got the
hilarious.
Same opening of Mallrats.
It does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, big. LaFours should have been in this movie.
Oh, LaFours would have taken out the trash in this movie.
I mean, Michael Rooker gets you two grades up just
yes.
by being in the
Ethan
movie.
Ethan Suplee gives you two grades.
I want to fucking scratch my asshole and then touch a bunch of chocolate covered peanuts and then give it to the people who made this movie.
Honestly,
eat up.
I've never been said before. Jeremy London, better movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Literally any movie with Jeremy London is better than whatever Ultraviolet is. But yeah, the start of this movie.
Remember
the
time he got fake kidnapped?
Oh, yeah. Did that turn out to be a fake kidnap?
Was that him or his brother?
Oh, that's tough.
No, I think. Isn't Jason the one that's put together?
Wait, yeah, aren't they the same? wait, isn't it like one just wears a hat sometimes?
I think I think he's multiple man.
That's how all twins operate.
Oh, my God, yes. Jason, Jeremy London are multiple man.
I mean, I've never seen him in the same movie.
Jody London. Jack London, actually, Call of the Wild, Jack London.
Yeah.
Was a lot like him.
Is exactly
Wait,
Jeremy
no,
London.
No, he was a wolf boy. He was like that Taylor Lautner. He liked taking his shirt off and turning into wolves.
Yeah, but the start of this movie, it's like a comic book intro, and it's like, you wish you were based on an anime, you piece of shit wannabe movie.
Well, I had to be like, is this like a web comic? Now I'm going to Google.
In 2006?
Yeah.
I thought it was like, oh man, what's Marvel getting up to now?
I really did think it was an anime. I thought it was like a manga.
It wants to be.
Yeah,
like
it
this movie
does.
Jerks off fantasizing that it was a successful comic.
If
book.
It was an anime, it would be better. Like I would have at least something to look like
a
it
design,
would look, it would look better.
Yeah.
Well, this whole thing was reverse engineered because they made like an anime spin-off TV sequel.
What?
That is
Oh yeah.
in existence.
Okay.
It's called like Ultraviolet, and then I think maybe there's some numbers in it or something.
006 or something.
Yeah, it was like Agent Fart Knuckle 589.
Agent Fart Knuckle, by the way. That's a bad Hanna-Barbera
cartoon.
He looks
over the Fast Fives.
Yeah. He's the guy. He's like the chief.
Agent Fart Knuckle.
I am reporting to Agent Fartknuckle.
Played by Brian Dennehy.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He'd be a masterful Agent Fartknuckle.
Oh, yeah, man. He just squeezes his knuckles and they get all like red and shit and like get ready for the Wait, come on, man. He's going to give it to him.
Ultraviolet colon code 044. Is, according to the Wikipedia Gazette here, it's an anime series loosely based on the science fiction film Ultraviolet.
Oh, okay,
so that's
cool.
Great.
Okay, so
great.
This is a science fiction film. We've narrowed that down.
Yes. Science fiction stories. Yeah. I mean, I guess technically.
What if Marty McFly told George McFly to write Ultraviolet? You think he'd get hung?
Like instead Marty of or George?
Like what would happen to the timeline?
Yeah, exactly. Like what would the fucking McFlys are destitute?
Oh yeah, they would have been. George McFly would have been killed in prison long ago.
Oh, actually, maybe he writes the first Ultraviolet book, right? And then what happens is it turns out to be like Scientology.
Oh shit!
And the McFlys actually become this huge fake religion dynasty.
George McFly is the master.
Yeah,
he's on this boat all the time.
Yeah, that could totally happen. He's
Marty,
drinking paint thinner.
We have to pretend we're vampires.
It's a hemophage, Biff.
Man, you ever see those people that like pretend that they're vampires? That's a subculture.
That is a subculture.
It's a sad subculture.
I don't know if we're doing that anymore or that was like a 90s thing.
Is that over with?
No, it's still happening.
It's anything you could think of is happening now.
Right in the second.
Yes. The numbers have definitely dwindled, but I think we're still in.
All right. Oh, nobody else is pretending to be vampires. It's just Bill Nighy.
It's okay. Getting harder to get laid at these conventions.
Oh, no, it's not. That's never been true.
Not if you're sinewy Bill Nighy.
Jeez, how much Viagra does he need to pump into his blood? Right, come on.
Come on,
that dude's not getting an erection naturally.
Don't think so?
No way.
It's Bill Nighy's out of business?
It's black magic.
Out of business.
It's black magic or it's like science gone mad.
I side with black magic in that.
So she's like breaking into this building at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Well, first it's the blood bank. Yeah, the ball people.
Oh, right. They're like marbles that turn into ninjas or bowling balls.
I thought it was a Marble Madness movie. I was like, oh, cool.
That's an adaptation that needs to happen. You could fucking figure out a way to make a Marble Madness movie.
And the way it's constructed, you could put Rampage in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Get an ape to be tearing up this place.
That Rampage movie is coming, though.
It is coming.
Is it really?
From Brad Peyton, man.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson is going to star in it.
No way.
Yes.
As which monster?
No, I think
he's the hero.
It's probably going to be like San Andreas, but with like a monkey monster.
Yeah. And a werewolf. And a
lizard
Godzilla.
Person, yeah.
Hmm. All right.
It's going to suck. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, because San Andreas was...
garbage.
Yeah. I found San Andreas to be watchable.
Yeah.
I did. You know what? San Andreas is leaps and bounds better than this.
Well, it would have to be.
So, I mean, like, the idea is she is breaks into this facility because she's trying to find a weapon that the Vice Cardinal.
Jesus Christ.
Draxus has
what a
made
bunch of horse shit.
To wipe out the hemophages.
Yes.
Is everybody following along?
No, I'm not. Now, hemophages, is that the vampires?
Yeah, the not vampires.
It's called HGV disease.
Hold on a second, but isn't he a not vampire?
Who? Well, oh, spoilers.
Fucking spoiler alert.
That's the twist at the end. And like,
Wait, no. I thought from the beginning you... Wait.
No, he's
a vampire. That's what I meant by not vampire. Right?
What?
I don't know what's happening.
Who are you talking about?
The bad guy with the weird
Draxus?
Eyes.
Draxus.
Yeah. He is a secret vampire that's only revealed at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
but
that was a
But none
reveal.
Of them are vampires. It's a name the media gave them.
Oh, God.
The media. The news. That's how it shows.
Fake news.
That is fake news. I'm not a vampire. I just like to drink virgin blood.
I'd love to tweet out that there's no vampires in the Trump campaign. We just don't come out until the sun goes down.
I know. It looks weird that I don't like garlic, but
it just upsets my stomach.
Just look at me. Have you ever seen a vampire look like me? I look disgusting.
I am the least vampire you'll ever meet. Thank you.
That dastardly Obama left a bunch of holy water in the White House, and he's a sick or bad guy, and no, it's not because I'm a vampire.
Definitely I think Bannon's lower than a vampire, really, when you think of
cool.
it.
Cool. Bannon's like
he's
that
Redfield,
fucking...
Redfield, man.
Yeah, oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
No, I think Trump is the secret Renfield, dude. Just
oh,
fucking switch
shit.
That shit.
Fucking
Bannon's
twist.
Also that fucking fat, gross vampire from Blade One.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think has come up
ooh,
on this show now
wait
for
a minute.
Its 50th
wait
time.
Wait a minute. Steve Bannon as Mojo?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we got these bowling ball people.
Yes.
They break into a blood bank. Is that uh-huh. the idea?
Yes, and but they get killed
very quickly.
It was actually a sperm bank. Big error on their
part. Oh, man, Google Maps fucked up. They
yeah,
went
dude.
To the wrong specialty
it's a
bank.
Fucking, it's a cum heist.
Eric Siska in cum heist.
Now canceled.
Now I just have you in like the heat. Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, yeah.
The armor car.
I could be like Pacino and you yeah. could be like De Niro, man.
Oh, can I be the John Voight?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. No one's lifted that much cum before, man.
Andrew, you could be like Val Kilmer just shooting cum in the streets.
Totally. Then I get fucking taken out. That'd be awesome. Actually, you know what a cum heist? You could. This is what the plot of cum heist could be, by the way. They're going to break in uh-huh. and they're going to heist out all the cum from people that are like sports stars
oh,
and geniuses
yeah.
and shit.
Give
and
me
then
that
like
good stuff.
And then like engineer an army of like specialty people.
Oh, fucking yeah, dude. Like
yeah, man.
But. But I will not hesitate.
Dennis Haysbert is flipping burgers across the street. And he's like, well, I got to get back in the cum game, man.
Man, maybe that's what the movie could be called, is the cum game. Or cum heist
oh,
calling
shit.
The cum game.
Can we get some Tom Noonan in there again?
Yeah,
too?
Oh, yeah. You can always get some. You always can find some time to squeeze in some Tom
it's
Noonan.
It's just out there. It's just out there.
Now I just want to rewatch Heat.
Yeah, of course.
Which
maybe
we'll take
the rest
movie.
Of the episode of live commentary of us just casually watching Heat.
I'll go get the DVD. Hang on a second. Yeah. Everybody stay tuned.
We'll order some pizzas. We'll have the call on the phone. That'll
I
be
mean,
good.
You know, all right. If you haven't seen Ultraviolet, this honestly isn't a movie. There's like four things that happens, and it's the worst looking thing you'll ever see. The
Can we
CGI.
Talk about how it looks?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Eric, you were just touching on the CGI.
The man, the fucking helicopters, it's a Windows 98 screensaver.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
These are helinopters, by the way.
They got a camera in a SimCity. Like,
how'd you get that camera in a SimCity?
This takes place in a SimCity.
Yeah,
like when you play SimCity too long and like everything, you reach a point where the only thing that can stop you is natural disasters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but you refuse to do it because you're power hungry. I've been there with SimCity.
And you start pretending you're a fake vampire and shit.
You call yourself Draxus? Yeah.
Oh, man. If I ever start calling myself Draxus, someone please have me kidnapped and deprogrammed.
You get fired?
Well, I got a question. Why is he the vice cardinal if he's the... Like, who's the cardinal then?
Who cares?
Where's the Pope?
Oh, maybe we're setting up... they're like holding out for Pacino to be the cardinal.
He might do it.
In the next Ultraviolet 2.
Oh, please. Ultraviolet 2.
Cardinal Sins.
Oh, shit. With Sins with a Z?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Pacino and Simone. Are in this movie together.
Simone is a movie I'd rather watch four times in a row than ever see this again.
So she, her look is like, you know, she's your Mila Jovovich. She's wearing leather pants. It's what we're doing in these movies. Like,
we're getting a different angle on this ass like 12 different ways.
Well, it's like cheap Aeon Flux.
Yes, it is very cheap Aeon Flux. It's also cheap Resident Evil. Like, this is like, this movie is kind of, and at one point she gets naked and it looks very much like the Fifth Element. It's like being in Mila Jovovich hell. Like, literally. Really, everything is personalized to Mila Jovovich. I did want like a stoner character just hanging out. Like
Rory Cochran comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
But nary a Run Lola Run reference.
She's not in that.
Who's that woman?
That's Franca Potente.
Oh, Franca Potente, of course. Pardon me. I'd rather watch that movie or any movie Tim Tykwer ever directed.
I would rather watch any movie.
Period.
Yes.
We're just going to keep on throwing titles at Eric
and
see if we can beat one.
Here's what's better than this movie. One time I was really bored at work, and on my lunch break, I was like eating a huge Subway sandwich, and I was going through horror franchise fan films on YouTube. And I saw this thing where it was like, Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees all dumping on this glass table.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Are you serious?
No. But it was like the origin of Freddy Krueger and had the police investigation that got him and all this garbage.
Wait,
man.
So it's just a dude playing a janitor?
Pretty much. It was a spooky janitor. And then like the end of the movie, it's like dun dun da, here comes Leatherface, Mortima, cliffhanger, all this stuff. That fucking pathetic fan film. Better than this movie.
That is a depressing story you just told.
Fan films. Why is there so much like reliance on the team up thing?
Because it's like that's your dreams coming true.
But that's such a sad
hot fudge on top of the cold fudge.
What is your dream like if you love Freddy Krueger? Make a good Freddy Krueger short. No,
Decadence, Eric.
And 80% of it is the costume reveal. Like once you've revealed what your Freddy Krueger costume looks like, you're like, well, what else am I going to do? Well, this is what Michael Myers costume looks like.
Well, it's fan fiction put to film.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like all those.
I prefer Slash put to film.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, sure. Well, you can't put those on YouTube.
Speaking of fan and Slash, actually, what if
someone who really liked Guns N' Roses?
So then Axl comes out, right?
It's Good Will Hunting. An alternate ending to Good Will Hunting is he stays in Boston. He doesn't go see About a Girl.
Okay.
And then he starts cutting up children.
Oh.
And to get him back, they lock Good Will Hunting in a boiler. Yes. And now it's genius Freddy Krueger Good Will Hunting.
Yes,
well, wasn't
I like
he
this.
A genius to begin with? And that's how he was able to traverse like the afterlife?
Hey, that makes perfect sense.
There you go.
He had all those math equations in his head.
He just like swore revenge. I feel like if you're being slowly killed and you have the foresight to swear revenge, you can come back from the dead.
Is that how Jesus did it?
He decided to swear revenge on all those Romans crucifying him.
That's why he came back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, man.
That's cool.
So she gets this like weird little boogie board that is a suitcase, we're told.
Right, because like the start of this movie, speaking of cum heist, I mean, this is like... She's
pretending to be a courier.
Right. She's like on a job and she's supposed to pick up this
and
thing.
There's all this awesome tacular violence.
Well, they're like, they're doing, I mean, these security clearances take 10 minutes off of this movie's runtime. They're like, hey, man, are you XPD-154? And she's like, why, yes, I am XPD-154. And now I'm going to be put through all this rigorous testing in order to get this briefcase.
Including getting naked, which is totally a body double because she would never get naked. She's like, yeah, no thanks.
Does she get naked in any of those Resident Evil movies?
No, I think she's only naked in Fifth Element.
She's in a tub, like they're like housing her in a tub in one of them.
Oh, is that right?
Is she a precog?
Oh, similar, yeah, kind of in a similar, but
wait,
like
is she driving
more like in Starship Troopers when he's healing up.
The back to tank.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Okay, so we're not talking about one of the ladies piloting the Battlestar Galactica or anything.
No.
Anyway.
What, do they drive that ship naked on that show?
Oh, fuck, no, the Cylons do,
yeah,
right?
You were talking about the Cylon ship.
Oh, the Baystar. What an idiot. It's the base stuff.
If you haven't unsubscribed from the show already, you just did.
Well, you know
Eric
what?
Mixed Listen. Up Battlestar and base star like an idiot.
Listen, we're drowning here, okay?
We're trying to get this past is, the first but, 20 minutes.
We're drowning in a cum heist.
This is definite proof that the fucking listener request month wasn't rigged.
Yes, exactly.
Because we are fucking drowning.
It's just horrible. What's more horrible is I wish we had a fucking phone number for Stephen from Charlotte.
Yeah.
No, no, Stephen from Charlotte to fucking guest on this show and just talk about that time you decided to watch this movie.
I want the ex-girlfriend to guest on the show.
Yeah. Her too. Yeah. Oh, we could trick Stephen from Charlotte, get him on the show, and then Jamie or whoever, she's on the show too, and it's like a Jerry Springer, like,
surprise. That would be great. Yeah, bring him out from the curtain.
And this becomes our biggest episode and the whole format changes. That's all we do from now on.
Oh, yeah, man. Just a bunch of like Montel sneaks.
Oh, yeah, man, doing paternity tests and shit.
So she grabs this case and she finds...
But the security measure, I want to mention, inject her eyeballs. Like the weird, like, fucking droid shit
that comes
out. They make
her, like, mouth, like, stay open. It's really, like, weird and unsettling. Yeah,
it's like, this is very uncomfortable. That's just me watching the movie.
Well, I mean, this is from the mind of Kurt Wimmer, who made Equilibrium, which is Fahrenheit 451 for very stupid people.
Is that what that movie is?
Because there are people like here's
it is better than Ultraviolet. I'll say that much.
Okay, because I've never seen it, but here's the thing about Equilibrium: if you're ever on like.
If you're ever
on a kill time at work website, you know, where it's like the 20 most underrated that movie will just fucking sneak fart into like the bottom of those lists, and there are people that will defend it. But I've never had the desire to watch
it. At the very least, it's got Christian Bale in it.
It's got Christian Bale.
Yeah.
It's got better fighting. It's got Tay Diggs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's got Sean Bean.
Ooh. Oh, Sean Bean. I like that. Does he get killed?
Yeah, of course he does. Very early on in the movie.
That's all he does.
Very early on in the movie.
Because I tried to rewatch it because I was like, is it an episode or is it even a good movie? Because look, I mean, like, and I retract very stupid people. I soften it.
Gun kata.
That's the martial art that he invented.
That's great.
It's karate guns,
which he doesn't reprise in this film. Why isn't?
No, this is gun kata.
Is
I
it
think.
Gun kata?
Yeah,
this is
she's karate.
She's a white belt, though, right?
It's gun kata, but there's a little bit of sword kata going on in here. By the way, Kurt Wimmer has only directed one other movie, and it was 1996's One Tough Bastard with Brian Bosworth. Yeah, I want to actually check that out.
I want to do that. I want to do the other Brian Bosworth movie, The Boz, Stone Cold, which is a great film.
Yeah. Yes.
That is
a great movie.
Yeah, it's a great
That's the one with the Lance Henriksen, right?
Yeah, I think Criterion's putting it out next year.
I thought it was on their July calendar.
Yes.
Wow, actually, so hang on. Future episode written by Kurt Wimmer, Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
This dude also wrote...
Steve, how many times have you seen Sphere?
Oh, my God, at least 55.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Did you fall down a fucking Sphere staircase like Dustin Hoffman in that movie?
It would be a contest, actually, to see who's watched that movie more, me or Steve. There was one summer where HBO had it on, and I just made a season out of it.
Oh, man.
I've rarely seen Eric more incensed.
I saw Sphere in the theater, and I was like, nope.
You know, if I saw it in theaters, I probably wouldn't have liked it, but it was an HBO movie. It was just around. Mm.
All right, so look.
You got an open bag of Doritos?
Dude, man, once that Sphere trailer hit, I was like, we're going. Get your coat.
Wow, really? No, I rented it. HBO, I think I rented it first, and then it was on HBO, and it's like, yeah, man, that movie's on in the summertime. You get yourself a big bag of Doritos, you get yourself some Pepsi, and you definitely get yourself some air conditioning. Oh, yeah. You'll watch Sphere 12 times in a week.
And get rid of your shame real quick.
Look at this fucking screenplay lineup, though. The Point Break remake, the Total Recall remake,
awful, awful.
Salt, Law Abiding Citizen,
awful.
Fucking Street Kings,
awful.
The Recruit,
also awful.
The Thomas Crown Affair remake,
kind of good.
My God. Boy. So anyway, this movie that he wrote and directed, fucking turd fest.
So she gets this case, and like
the whole time they're like, "Don't open whatever you do
with the don't open violet.
Don't open the case.
Never open the case because then if the cum spills everywhere, what are you gonna do?
If you have to destroy the cum." Explode it.
Destroy the cum!
Listen, man, you better get some extra baggies if you're doing a cum heist. You want to wrap that shit up twice to make sure if it were to jostle in the truck and break, you know, it's just
look,
not
you got you gotta promise me this one thing. If the cum heist tomorrow goes wrong, you're gonna take care of Ashley Judd for me. just promise me that. I know she's cheating on me, but like
I want you to hold her tight like a Jimmy Hat would.
Oh,
listen, the life of a cat. You never know when the heat's coming down.
You don't have anything in your life that you're not allowed to ready to give up in a second for a good cum heist.
So she looks in this case and there's a fucking boy stuffed in there.
It's so weird. It's like
there's like a dimension in there or something, because like there's a
it looks like stay tuned. I thought she was going to go down there.
It's fucking carpet bag, dude.
It's the fucking mirror from Pee Wee Herman. It's just like hello.
And he doesn't say anything, and he's a creep. Yeah, it's Cameron Bright from Birth, and he's also in that, is it the third X-Men movie?
The third X-Men movie. He's in A Godsend, which is a terrible movie.
That is a really bad movie.
Oh, that's De Niro's like a child psychiatrist or something?
Yeah, that's not even a movie to talk about. We don't talk about Godsend.
Not in this house, your house.
Man, we should have vetoed this pick. Mm-hmm. If only we knew.
So she realized that, and we...
Hey, there's a boy in there!
She does, and we've already learned in a really clumsy opening that she has had a miscarriage due to her hemiphagia.
The government took her baby or
one
something.
One or the other, yeah.
The government took my baby.
Well, that's the thing. Planned Parenthood got so powerful.
Yeah.
They started stealing good babies.
Their secret Nazi roots came out
ripping
finally.
Ripping them right out. Mm-hmm. Ripping them right out with all that government funding.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what they do, man.
Ripping them right out.
That's a ripping factory. They built a factory in the back of Planned Parenthood.
They just have
a ripping factory going on.
I heard of it one time a lady was walking by the Planned Parenthood and she was going to have a baby, but then like they came out and took it.
They just have a little hunchback like shuffling over.
And you can blame me, Edgar Q. Planned Parenthood.
And the
I stole your baby. Now I shall eat him.
And the lady didn't even know for like a few days later.
Yeah. It's a rough life.
Oh,
like
and then
that.
And then he's like, here, take this chihuahua. And it was, oh my God, it was a rat.
And then the lady like rose a rat.
Yes.
She used
all the clothes from the child, mm-hmm, and she dressed up the rat.
Can
for
you
many
imagine years. A rat wearing a T-shirt?
A onesie. It was a onesie.
And then the lady named it Rizzo, and it became friends with the Muppets.
Oh,
that's how that got started.
Oh. Rizzo and then, origins.
And then one time they took Manhattan.
Rizzo begins.
Government funding. All the government funding in the world. Oh, by the way, here's some very inexpensive mammograms. Take this, a free cancer screening. One free cancer screening for your baby.
Mushroom cloud.
Better movie than Ultraviolet.
Oh, absolutely. The evils.
So she takes this baby suitcase back to like this group of other vampire refugees or something.
And they have sharp teeth and she doesn't, and I'm not sure how this works.
Man, the entire fucking movie, I somehow had this flipped. I was like, the people in power are vampires and they don't... They're not. To my defense, I did fall asleep during this movie.
Did you accidentally watch Daybreakers again?
Oh, that movie sucks.
It's not very good.
I mean, it's
that?
So much better than this movie, but
oh,
it sucks.
By huge measures.
It's a world of vampires and...
The vampires rule over everything.
Yeah. Is this Ethan Hawke?
Yes.
Ethan Hawke
and
Willem
Dafoe.
Oh, yipe.
Yeah, not good.
Like, the only thing I remember is like blood. There's like blood coffee you can get.
Oh yeah, you get blood everywhere. Yeah,
kind of looked pretty good. It's like a Starbucks, but you get like blood coffee. I'm like, I can go for that. Yeah.
See, I don't like those things where it's like vampires are just like a casual part of society or future vampire stuff. Like, well, the most futuristic I can go with vampires is Blade. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, Willem Dafoe is a separatist in it, and he's living out in the country. You might side with him in that one.
But yeah, I mean, I do need like dark cloaks. I'd like, you know, a castle. You know, it's a vampire.
You know, things that vampires have.
Precisely.
Yeah, they shouldn't all look like Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they
really do.
These guys look like an Eastern European Backstreet Boys knockoff.
Oh my God.
And they want to shoot the kid in the
little tub
suitcase.
There.
This is my favorite movie, Killing Kids.
And I don't like there was a you faked it and like the the kid in the suitcase was a fake.
It was a hologram.
Dude. And Cameron Bright is outside waiting for her.
These fucking hologram fake outs in this movie.
The thing is, you never understand what this culture. So, like, apparently, all it takes is a really, really bad, debilitating plague to hit humanity, and then like technology goes off the rails. Because we have anti-gravity belt that she's wearing.
She uses that for the first 20 minutes of this movie and never again.
All leftover funds get funneled into technology.
I guess so.
Well, I think it's a thing where it's like, oh, we're so fucked, we better start believing science again.
Oh.
It's really weird because she does this thing and then you like do a super zoom on like a little ball that has like a little, it looks like a Sour Patch and then like kind of fizzles out, kind of.
Wait,
it goes like inside the device, yes. And it's like, I mean, all of this is such cheap shit. It looks so bad. It's like a G-grade Matrix. It's all awful, and it's like we're gonna bend gravity. And like at the start of this movie, I was like, well, this is clearly terrible, but. Yeah. Okay, we're doing stuff with physics. Maybe that's something.
No.
They do it like literally twice and then it's never again. I guess the money just dried up for that special effect.
Another thing about The Matrix, though, that since you bring it up, which is obviously has a lot to do with this, like at least The Matrix, it always kind of looked hard. Like whenever Neo is like taking down 10 agents, like he's like having a bit of a trouble with it. You're like, oh, maybe Neo won't make it out of this.
Tension. Oh my God, there's tension.
She's just like snoozing and like whenever she wants a gun, it appears in her hand, turns into a sword. It's 40 guys, it's 100 guys, it's 2 guys.
Doesn't matter.
They're just being destroyed left and right.
She does like multiple things where there's multiple instances of this same exact move where she like bends down and circular like swipes a sword and kills like 10 dudes at once. This is a movie that has a cheat code on the entire time.
And she's also, when she's shooting, it's like she's doing a magic trick with like CGI things on the end of it. Like,
yeah, she's just not looking. She's not looking at where.
Just like spray bolts.
Chris is waving his hands around,
right in her face. Too.
Well, I think that's supposed to be like the.
Oh,
gun.
What is this? A cum heist?
That's like the gun kata part of it.
Yeah,
it's like if I just artistically dance my hands around.
And in this exit, she does. She ends up driving a motorcycle up a skyscraper. And then is able to like flip it around and like go through a helicopter and like blow it up and fly away and. It's just annoying. It's like this Supermanism. At least in The Matrix, it made sense because you had that
other world thing.
It's a backbone.
Yes. But, and also, like, he was always sweating the cops, I feel, a little bit.
Yeah, this not at all.
I mean, I guess, is she a Mary Sue? I guess so. No, not really.
Yeah. yeah.
I'm sorry. Actually, you can't. You shouldn't do that, Eric, because your father didn't hand you a career in film.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, I bet Max Landis loves this fucking movie, too.
His new thing looks terrible, huh?
Bright?
That Will Smith sword movie?
They should have named it Dim.
Oh, bravo. You could write for The Tonight Show with bits like that.
Are you jiggling dice in your pocket?
No, Chris. That's what we call pocket pool. It is a cum heist.
Oh, okay.
Chris, we are knee-deep in the middle of a cum heist right now.
Getting ready to mig Steve.
He's got like a little stopwatch.
You know what? You got to be ready. Like, okay, be polite to everyone you meet, but always know how to mig them.
Yes.
Oh, this is our associate, Spunk Grow.
Here's this guy. He don't talk much. We call him Spider-Man.
Why do you call him Spider-Man?
You'll see.
I feel like Tom Sizemore's robbed at least one sperm bank in his life, right?
Oh, sure.
He's definitely robbed something.
But it's to get his guys out of there.
Exactly.
You got my cum in there.
Save it after a divorce, a bad divorce.
I'm coming for my spunk. My boys. I'm going to get my boys back. They're mine. Sizemore could play this character.
Okay.
Sizemore as Ultraviolet would be a better movie.
Oh my God, big fat Tom Sizemore flipping over people
in the belly shirts,
and his little like spiky hair changes color every 5 minutes.
What is with the hair and wardrobe changing colors?
I think the idea is if you're in a crowd, right? You do like a robbery, and
I'm like, hey everybody, this is a cum heist. Be cool.
And you have blue hair, and they're like, oh my God, that has blue hair. And then you go down the street, you turn around, and you have a little cool little device that makes your hair black. It's like, oh, that you're out looking for a guy with blue hair. That guy went that away.
Oh, I see.
But it happens intermittently. It has nothing to do with anything.
It's like random. You're live photoshopping this movie.
Mm-hmm. It's just like
change pigment.
Someone knew how to do this stupid little effect in whatever FX program, mm-hmm. and they just do it willy-nilly in this movie. It means nothing. It looks terrible.
Yep.
And it's just adding onto the pile of shit that, you scotch tape all this garbage together, and somehow this was released theatrically.
That's the crazy thing.
In an 87-minute cut, which I couldn't find, I had to watch the 94-minute one.
And
it was,
I got the 88 one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I think I did, too. And this was in over, 2,000 theaters. This was
a wide release. This was Screen Gems.
But here's the thing. Then you read that this movie sold $35 million in DVD sales. This is the problem, people. These folks that just indiscriminately, they go to Best Buy. They're like, what's on the new release shelf? Oh, this looks stupid. I'll pick it up. No, well, put it down.
I feel like that doesn't exist anymore. I feel like now it's people who rent shit on Amazon.
It's in the 99 cent special today.
All these iTunes people.
But I will say, those are the exact same people who online rate this movie 7 out of 10, and they're like, well, what did you expect? Some Oscar winner? Go watch something else.
I wanted a coherent story.
Well, that's the one thing I will say. What I think the mentality behind the idiots who edited this was is we're going to cut out anything that isn't the story, and we're not going to even show anything outside of the place where the story is at that moment.
Yes.
Right.
We're just going to do it as focused as we can.
And even
under those circumstances, it's unintelligible.
And as much as possible, we're going to try to relegate the filming of this movie to a bunch of abandoned-looking Chinese malls.
Nothing's going to breathe. Nothing's going to, try to take time for us to understand. No.
And everyone's airbrushed too, or filtered,
it all looks horrible.
Or whatever. It just everyone looks like fucking.
It's
garbage.
All ultra soft focus.
Remember that anime filter that came out a little while ago that everyone had their little anime pictures that came on Facebook and what have you?
What? Was that a Snapchat filter?
Yes, and it was look, everybody looks like anime. That's exactly what this movie looks like the entire time. The weird thing is she catches this kid, right, and she's like, hey. I can't give you up, even though I'm a cold-blooded killer, even though we don't really think she's a cold-blooded killer, because all she's doing is essentially killing these, faceless robots.
Everybody's got a mask on. So they might as well be robots.
So it's not oh my God, what a cold-blooded killer. It's I don't know, she's killing robots or something.
That's her job. She's a robot killer.
So
that would be a better movie if she just was walking around killing robots.
Yes.
Totally.
Oh, maybe these robots look a lot like humans, and maybe their time is up. Maybe it's Blade Runner.
Just maybe it's Blade Runner.
Is that the title of the new movie?
That is the sequel to Blade Runner, yeah. It's Blade Runner.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you watch Sucker Punch again or Ultraviolet again?
Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
I hate it, but you know what? Sucker Punch is a movie.
This makes you respect Zack Snyder quite a bit, to be quite honest.
Oh, my God, you're right.
You hear that, Vimmer? You fucking hear that?
No, you hear that, Snyder?
Yeah, man.
Feeling good, aren't you?
Man, he's at Burger King, and he's like, yeah. Oh, he got a little alert. Oh, yeah, I will take 4-piece nuggets, too.
I'm Zack Snyder. I'll buy this Burger King.
What's that you got there? You got chicken fingers? Okay, I'll try chicken fingers. I don't know. What the hell?
So it turns out that, this kid might have antigens in his body that can cure being a vampire.
Hemophagia.
I guess the plot is the bad guys want to take this boy and use his body and, liquefy it and spray it into the atmosphere, which is pretty cool. And then that'll, poison everyone.
Who is a hemophage.
Right. And then they'd have to go and buy drugs from them to stay alive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they want to make everybody a hemophage?
No, I guess they want to make the hemophages sick.
Oh, Lord.
At least this is my cursory knowledge of this.
Trying to get a hold on it is really difficult, I will say
that. It's a slippery turd.
I thought it was a thing where he could cure the hemophagia. That's why the fucking Archduke Franz Ferdinand was trying to get his hands on this little turd so he could kill him.
No, he's a weapon.
Right, he's a weapon to make the hemophages sicker, but
Or maybe rebels, die?
The rebels think they could, like, reverse engineer a cure from his
blood. So there's a lot of differing opinions on as to what this little kid can
do. Yes, exactly.
What
aside
you can do
from he's there
blood.
Dully at the camera.
And this kid's one of the worst actors of all time.
8 years to live. Or no, 8 hours to live in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he has 8 hours to live. She has like 36. You don't really know that.
Like, if everyone has fucking fruit fly lives, what does anything matter?
Well, that's another stupid thing that they're not like vampires in that the thing is, if you contract this disease, you live for 12 years.
Yeah.
Versus a vampire that's immortal, and that's part of the curse of the undead.
I would love it if James Earl Jones had to do like a scroll, like, oh boy, what are we talking about today? Oh no.
What a terrible way to celebrate my 12th scroll recording.
Is it 1200th birthday?
No, I wish he'd lived to 1200. God
he
bless
should.
Him. God bless him.
Actually, the only person that deserves a when he dies is like a pharaoh's tomb, James Earl Jones.
Yeah, he deserves a whole thing like built to him.
Yes, exactly. Like actually, a 60-foot James Earl Jones in Los Angeles. Underneath it is the tomb of James Earl Jones with all of his possessions and six cats.
Oh, I thought
that's what I want.
I thought you could go full glass case.
Oh, like Lennon.
Yeah.
And I want those cats to, like, be alive and live and breed like Hemingway's cats.
Yes.
Inside the glass case.
Exactly.
So that's
so you always can visit and be like, oh, that's like a descendant of James Earl Jones's cats. It's cool.
This is a cool idea.
That reminded me, and I know he's not in the movie, but he was in a recent stage production of Driving Miss Daisy. Cabin's Oscar article reminded me, you know what, society? Stop telling me that Driving Miss Daisy's a good movie. Thank you and good night.
We're all fine.
It's a piece of shit.
We're all fine.
It's a piece of shit.
So
it's the Academy Award winning or Academy Award nominated Dan Aykroyd movie. And for that's sort of something.
Yeah, sure. By the way, I saw someone tweeted at us like there was an opening of a House of Blues somewhere in some swamp or something. And Aykroyd and Jim Belushi showed up.
Yeah.
And
shit,
let me tell
so
you,
cool.
Of course.
It was one of the best photographs I've ever seen because Jim Belushi was looking like total fucking ragged garbage, and Aykroyd was looking fantastic.
Wow,
he's dropped a lot of weight.
Well, good for him.
He's looking really good.
All that Crystal Skull vodka.
I've just been subsisting off of Crystal Skull vodka. It's great. That and Richard Simmons exercise tapes. Whatever. So she almost loses this kid in the mall. There's another fucking fight scene where she takes out like a bunch of like space age Yakuza, and then this kid's gonna commit suicide.
Can we talk about the portable phone that she buys? It's made out of paper.
Oh man, the future.
Can I just tell you, I don't even remember this part of the movie.
Neither do I.
It's a paper phone?
It does. It's like, and it looks like a little, you know, it's like a little punch card. And she's like, beep, boop, pop, beep. She gets it out of like a vending machine.
Well, does she have to put it up to her ear? How does that function?
I think so.
Oh, maybe man. Not. It's a burner. You can actually burn.
Exactly. Think about it.
Well, you could actually burn a burner.
Well,
you
come
melt
on.
That
this
plastic
is,
down.
But this is easier.
A quick burner.
Who does she call on this phone?
One of the vampires. William Fichtner. She's like, hey, man, can I come to your house?
Oh, Garth.
Garth, by the way, dude. Thanks.
And the fucking sweater he's got on is so baggy. It looks so comfy, dude.
It's also very clearly William Fichtner didn't get a haircut for this movie. William Fichtner just was like, yeah,
no,
Kurt, sure. I guess I owe you for Equilibrium.
He got home at 5 a.m. Uh-huh. And the call was at 7. Mm-hmm. And he just went, man.
And sorry, this is last night's sweater. You and your friends are dead.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
But the thing is, I guess
this is last night's sweater.
the issue with being in a green screen movie is you don't know what it's going to look like. So you show up and they're like, hey, just you're an actor, just be in front of this green screen. And you're
wait,
like,
do you
oh,
think he was being mocap? Like he thought he was being mocap?
Well, no, I mean everything. There's no sets in this movie. You know what I mean? Everything looks like everything's green screen shit. So you're like, oh yeah, and the Kirkman was like, oh yeah, it's going to look amazing. We got like 20 people working around the clock. Yeah, around the clock. Let me call them. Hey, you guys working on that a lot? Yeah,
It's taking a while to render on this gateway computer.
How many more bags of Cheetos do you fellas need?
But wait, I don't understand.
They're working on Food Fight and this movie at the same time.
But why you can only save one.
But why is he looking like garbage, though? What is that? What does the CGI have to do with that?
Oh, no, I just mean the world looks like you as an actor, like you walk in, like, yeah. I mean, like, you can either be in Lord of the Rings or this. You know what I mean? As the actor, you're just in a green room, and they're like, yeah, it's going to look great.
Oh, you're saying he thought this was going to look amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when he didn't go to the premiere, someone told him it was terrible.
Well, yeah, he was going to go to the premiere, but there was one of his favorite Columbo episodes on. He was like,
Oh, yeah, the episode called Cum Heist.
All right, excuse me. Three guys go into a sperm bank, and two of them go in with guns, and one's got a bag for cum. I mean, it sounds like a cum heist to me.
I think that's the one that was directed and starred John Cassavetes himself.
One more question. Can I see all your shock drawer? Can I just see what kind of shocks you got? Now, hang on a second. You're saying they came into this diner and got themselves a couple of omelets before they hightailed it, right? Can I look at those bills? I think someone was slinging webs on those bills.
It's just the gold toes you got here. The gold toes on the black. I don't know.
Let me get this right. Now, these boys bought a lot of Kleenex this morning from the supermarket.
Oh, sounds like we got a cum heist to me here, Glass Eye.
He's talking to his Glass
you're
Eye.
Right. Sounds like a cum heist to me.
You're the expert, Glass Eye. How do you think I got you in the first place?
All these socks feel like cardboard.
Hey, Peter, it looks like you're trying to read a letter. Do you need help?
All right, can I? One more question. Can I see his high school gym shirt?
Gross.
Yeah. Well, no one should listen anyway. We're like a skunk getting people away.
Well, no, I think this is the end, actually.
Well, there's a great...
last We Hit movie.
So this kid's like going to commit suicide for some reason in this one scene. He's standing on the edge of a building, and she's trying to pull the old switcheroo. She's like... Oh, can you give me a hand? It looks really cool up there. Can you give me a hand so I can get up there too? And what's awesome, I mean, it proves to you like how terrible this script is. She's like, she uses the word, huh?
Yes.
Like three times right here. She's like, what are you doing up there, huh? And then like I was like, that's weird. Like it's such a, gross sounding word like that, you know? And then like a few minutes later, she pulls him down. She's like, what were you doing up there, huh? And I was like, oh, God, a second time. That's weird. And then, like, kind of a longer period of time went by. And then, she lets it slip again later. She's just like, they're still on this roof, like, after the suicide attempt. And she's like, a couple of guys are going to come up here and get you. What do you think about that, huh? And I was like, stop saying huh. What the fuck's the matter with you?
Then the Donnie Darko guy came. Why are you stealing my bit, huh?
Get out of the road.
You want to die, huh? Yeah, that is very odd. I mean, and like, it's awkward. You know what I mean?
It's very awkward.
And it's clearly, to your point, it's clearly in the script. You know what I mean? Like, and Kurt Wimmer was like, yeah, man, that huh, that's not a...
You got to hit that huh.
Can we take that one more time and just hit that huh?
Well, it's like you put huh in there, and I guess, it's like, don't say it, but that's just to accentuate, like, the way you need to be asking a question of him or something.
Or like,
but she's just, like, literally...
Makes it sound more conversational, I guess.
It's just, it's delivered poorly. And no one has ever said that she's a good actress.
No. I mean, but she's not a bad actress. She's just kind of fine.
Her best performance was playing an incomprehensible alien in Fifth Element.
Yeah, that's true.
Performance.
It was a good performance, and that's it.
Well, I mean, she's an action star. Like, those Resident Evil movies, good or bad, are massive. Bad.
Well, that's the weird thing. She's found a way to make this career, like, it's a new kind of career that no one's ever had. It's the Mila Jovovich career where you make a bunch of movies where you fight aliens and monsters with big guns and you say stuff.
And it's her and Kate Beckinsale.
But who is seeing these movies? And I'm including Underworld in this conversation. Who is going out to these movies?
Diehards.
These are two huge franchises. Each of them, like, what were we saying before we went on the air? One of them's got like five?
One's five, the other's six, I think.
Jesus Christ.
Six, yeah.
What are we doing?
That's crazy.
There is a base. I'm telling you, there is this base that is like as long as the
like a Starkiller base?
Well, a genre signifier of science fiction or fantasy fucking hooked onto it.
But that's the thing is, it's like it's the dumb versions of that. You know what I mean?
Yes, but they will take whatever you got.
Well, some of them will. The dumb ones.
Enough to sustain a very successful franchise.
Steven from Charlotte's Ex-Girlfriend fucking loved it.
And I mean, look, I get it. I like stupid shit all the time, man. Sure, I'm sitting
You got to put something on when you smoke meth.
Yeah.
That's the only way these movies are still being made, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess we should try to figure that out. Like, let's see if we could enhance the experience a little bit. maybe tall glasses of water ain't cutting it these days.
Let's take a pause.
Let's do something a little harder now.
Mm-hmm.
The gang gets hooked on meth,
man. How you get through a Resident Evil movie.
I mean, I saw the first Resident Evil movie in the theater, and I was like, this is terrible. And I was a fan of the game, or some of the games.
That's what I thought, too. I liked the game, and I went and saw the movie, and I was like, my life is terrible, and it's shit. And I didn't go back. I didn't go fucking buy a ticket for 2 through 90.
Yeah, no, but there's people. It's either like in theaters or fucking on Blu-ray, man. People are eating these movies up.
Somebody has to.
I don't get it. Who are you? What are you waiting for?
Maybe there's got to be something going on. Like, it's like a money laundering scam or something. Yeah. Like, it's just like the mafia buying tickets or something. I don't know why.
Yeah, we're going to buy out all these theaters for Resident Evil Apocalypse.
400 for Underworld Vampires Unleashed. Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
No, might as well be, though. Why not?
Yeah, I love dark horror movies. Yeah, give me 300 tickets to Underworld Werewolves Go to Fuck Around.
300 tickets.
Yeah, me and my old fucker family, just give me the tickets.
Yeah, it's like a private birthday party or something. I don't know, whatever.
You just can't leave, and you gotta watch all the Underworld.
Dude, this is like, if we ever get cum heist made, we gotta do this scam with the mobsters, right? So that we can make Cum Heist 7.
That's right. If we want the Cum Heist franchise to really take off, we're gonna need the mafia's cooperation.
Just listen to this. Cum Heist 6, Mission to Moscow.
But that's the problem. All right, yeah, let me get 600 tickets to Cum Heist. You know, can I get a Fandango? How does Fandango's work?
Oh, this app ain't working. I can't buy 600 tickets on this app.
Joey, your Wi-Fi's for shit.
The plus sign only goes up to 50.
What the fuck is 4DX?
Keep stirring that Wi-Fi.
Oh my god, 4DX, it smells like cum in the theater.
No way would I go to that.
Well, what if the filmmakers themselves are the ones who provided this scent?
Yeah, why did you go to this screening? It costs $20 extra and it smells like New York in 1983.
These two guys in suits jerking off in front of it.
That's where the extra money goes.
Oh, in front of the screen.
You see what you did?
And never cleaning up.
You see what you did, Steven, in North Carolina, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah, you got a spit take out of Andrew for that one.
I want an email from this ex-girlfriend. What was your problem, madam?
Yeah, or Steven, explain the whole thing. Because I mean,
Wait. I just realized something. We're judging this woman. Maybe it was a thing where
the other way around.
It was his idea, and she was like, "You fucking scumbag!" I don't think people in Charlotte talk like
that.
No,
probably not.
But for the purposes of this impression, she said, "You fucking scumbag! You made me go see this movie. I wasted a fucking Saturday night on your wrinkled balls watching this movie."
Don't believe Staten Island is in North Carolina.
It's a real transplant town, man.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
When Bank of America moved their headquarters down there, a lot of people had to change their lives.
Also, witness relocation program. Yeah.
There is an asshole living in 4R! Ultraviolet!
He saw it in theaters! I want you to know there's a person with terrible movie taste living in your building!
He left his wallet at home! I had to pay! And for the drinks, too!
Yeah, living in North Carolina was no treat. I ordered spaghetti, got egg noodles and ketchup, and Ultraviolet on DVD.
Yeah, they definitely had dinner at a Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I mean, like, whatever. So she goes to William Fichtner, and William Fichtner's like, oh, this kid's got the cure, or maybe he's the poison. I don't know.
I'm just Garth.
By the way, there's, like, trackers on him, and this is where it kind of gets confusing. The kid picks up a magazine, and he's like, hey, Violet. Her name's Violet.
Ultraviolet.
What is this place? And it's a playground. She's like, oh, You know, they don't have those anymore, right?
Right.
Am I getting this wrong?
Yeah.
They don't have those anymore. That's only exists in fantasy.
Huh?
You want to go to this, huh?
And she's like, that's fake. But then later they're there. Was that a dream or what happened?
No, they go there because that kid drops dead.
Yeah. So like,
wait, so that's heaven?
But it looks like a dream. Like they shoot it and enter it.
The
like
whole
it's a
thing
dream.
Is in fucking soft focus. You can't tell what's real and what's reality.
So her thing is like, we got to go to the big facility and we'll either find a cure or we won't. And they go there and the guy pulls that Draxus is like, hey, man. I've got 400 soldiers. What are you going to do? And she's like, rah, 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 400 soldiers. And I'm like, you've killed 300 people before this happened.
That might make me break a sweat.
Yeah, exactly. You're invincible lady. Like,
she's like, oh, hang on. I was scared for a second, but I forgot I got a game genie stuck up my ass.
I mean, she might as well.
This going to be ain't no thang.
She does go to a park with this kid, and like he starts to die. She cries on him, and he dies, and it's real sad.
Oh, well, the tears killed her.
Then Draxel, or whatever his name is.
Draxus.
Draxus drops back in.
So Draxus, by the way, we can get into he's got like... He's like a germaphobe because you would have to be, right? Like,
is that why he's got these like nose implants?
Yes. Yeah. Like,
boy,
nose
is this
plugs.
Stupid.
They
it looks
filter
really
the
uncomfortable.
Air,
yeah.
I guess.
It looks really uncomfortable. But like, it doesn't make any sense because you're breathing through your mouth anyway, a little bit, or you're talking. Like, you're exposed. Either be in a fucking hazmat suit or do not.
Yeah, or like
he's got
some
like
sort
really
of futuristic
sexy gloves on the whole time.
Maybe he's got like a force field around him, and he can just look normal.
Mm-hmm. Also, it'd be
this
nice.
Movie would be so much better if he was in a diving bell the whole time.
You think Howie Mandel watches and be like, "Ooh, I like that."
I mean,
knows things I like that.
It's crazy to say this, but can we spend more time with this character? Can we understand what he's about?
Yeah,
no,
it's, like he's not even. He's not even like 2D. Like this is a one-dimensional nothing character.
Exactly. Give you know what? Flip the movie. Give me his movie. It's like The Aviator, but with vampires and blood.
The way of the future. The way of the future. The way of the future. Sticking stuff up my nose. Sticking stuff up my nose.
I don't. I mean, like. He does have this really cool coffee. So, like, he hires the vampires at a certain point, right? The vampires come and they're like going to kill him.
Oh, right. He cuts a deal with all of her friends, this Eastern European boy band.
And like, he's got this like incredibly like he's such a germaphobe, but he fills this coffee cup to the fucking brim, and it's the most it's a triangular coffee cup. I'm like, dude, this is a terrible idea for a coffee cup.
Well, I think it's a thing where you're supposed to show like. Because he fills it to the brim.
Yes.
And then he fires this gun wildly.
Yes.
And then takes a sip of the coffee like, oh, I'm so cool. I didn't even like spill a drop of it. Who gives a shit?
Yep. Something
doesn't make
even,
his character
something
cool.
Even Rennie Harlan could communicate to me through a movie. But I couldn't figure that out from this.
Rennie Harlan.
Man, we're just praying for Rennie Harlan. Like, we wish we got Rennie Harlan.
Waiting for Rennie Harlan.
So this kid's dead, and then also Draxus shoots Mila Jovovich
in the back or
in this playground.
Yeah. By the way, we also realize, we find out at some point, that he's Draxus's clone.
Right,
and his name is Six, by the way, V1.
He's six of eight clones, I guess is the idea.
Yes.
There is, I'm going to have to read it off the IMDb.
Sure.
It's a piece of trivia. Did anyone else read this about the... Kurt Vimmer's fan theory about this movie?
Wait.
Oh,
the filmmaker has a fan theory about his movie.
Yes, name. I'm not even kidding you.
Well, he loves to laugh.
He's
he
a
loves
very
his
imaginative
own work.
Person, Eric.
God,
you
man, I just wanted to rip my fucking brain out and throw it on the wall, like in pieces.
My fan theory was that when the movie was over with, like Kurt Vimmer himself would come out on screen and be like, gotcha.
Oh, really? I thought it was the Ring video.
Oh, shit. Well, I only finished watching this like an hour ago.
But 7 days later, you get divorced.
Just ask Stephen from Charlotte. Do you think that whole thing played out? Like, it was really awkward in their house for like 7 days. And then she was finally like, you know what? I'm so fucking done with this. You made me go see this movie in the theater.
I'm telling you, she probably had to pay for the tickets. And
right.
He just didn't want to go to the ATM to get money out. Because he's a lazy shit and he got used to debit cards.
I'm so much more fascinated with the world of Stephen from Charlotte and this breakup.
Okay, well, it's 2006, so everything in life is terrible.
Right, yeah, 2006
also,
was
I
a hard
to
time.
Mention this. Like, this movie also feels like it's that W. Bush era, like, hysteria over stem cells.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, totally. Happen. Totally, totally, totally.
The other thing I thought of.
Run amok.
That's why medical science engineers are indeed, like, Nazis in
you
this
You know,
movie.
There's, like, in Burn After Reading, you know how there's that, like, fake movie that they keep, like, cutting, like, George Clooney goes to see it, and it's Justin Long, and it's a fake romantic comedy?
Yeah.
This feels like the fake movie, like, inside of a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Right. Or, like, yeah. It would be like this would be like a minute of screen time in Last Action Hero.
Except for you made me watch the whole fucking thing.
The whole thing, which would be a DVD extra on the special Blu-ray of whatever that Sylvester Stallone movie was.
All right, so
Steve has this fan theory.
Kurt Wimmer has stated that the film was directed in such a way as to allow for an alternative theory about the story. First of all, have a story. Does that mean
he directed it blindfolded or something?
You can't have an alternate theory about like a story when there's no story.
And also know what movie you're making.
I am one with the camera. The camera is with me.
In this theory, the character of Six is actually Violet from the future.
What?
Nope.
Who comes back after a cure for hemophagia has been developed. This explains how Six has the cure and nobody else does. It also explains why Violet is so adamant about protecting a human despite her goal in life being to kill them all. The theory also explains why Six often disobeys Violet and leads where they go. Being Violet from the future, Six remembers how things happened in the original timeline and can prevent them from occurring.
You know
this
time I was confused two sentences ago.
I would be that would be actually a better movie, but you need to make Six a girl, and then you need to like actually make this part of your movie. Like you could do like a 12 Monkeys twist ending.
Sure.
Or something.
How is the little boy the future version of the adult woman?
That's a great question.
Because what is the fucking
I'll tell you why.
The broken TV that he came out of.
No. I'll tell you why. We pulled a cum heist.
Oh, that's a future cum heist.
We know we pulled a cum heist in the past. We took her father's cum, and then we went into the future, and we made that baby of her in the future, and then we put some cum back so she could be made.
And then we waited 7 years for her to grow up a little bit. That's right. And then we brought her back.
And then we brought her back. We brought our cum baby back to save the rest of the humanity.
Oh, man, you want to move 4 liters, man? Hey, that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight.
It's like The Rock. They have them in pearls.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
No one's listening. Hey, let me just give my real phone number out. Because literally no one's listening. I might as well do that. Eric, what's your bank code?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have your credit card number. No, literally, no one's here.
Coming up next, my social security number.
Bosco.
I mean, so like she wakes up at William Fichtner's place. And Fichtner is like, oh, I realize that kid had a cure, I think, or something.
They kind of rip off Buffy in this moment.
They rip off a lot of things.
But did you notice this part? So she's like, Billy Bedlam, Billy Bedlam from Con Air, Draxus, like shoots her in this playground. She's dead. And then like the next thing we see of her through, story writing or just accidental editing or whatever it is, William Fichtner's like patched her up and she's alive again. And what she says is, she's like, what did you bring me back for? I was dead. I was happy.
And that's
that great moment in Buffy where they're like, what the fuck is your problem, Buffy? And she's like, you fucking jerks brought me back from the dead.
Spoiler alert for season 6 Buffy. That's just FYI.
That's one of the only good things that happens in season 6 of Buffy.
It's one of the beginning and the end.
Fuck the trio. Anyway, so that whole thing happens. And then like the movie is just, she's like, well, I guess I'm going to go get that kid. This is the thing that I didn't know about was she's like, that kid, the Six, is definitely not dead. And William Fichtner's like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, don't worry about it. He's not dead.
Yeah.
And then goes back to this complex again to break this kid out again. But it's like the movie, unless I miss something, the movie in no way tells us how she knows that this kid is alive.
Well, from the future, it's the alternate something or other.
Stop it. No, I will not entertain that.
And for some reason, it's like he went 88 miles per hour. He's in like a cold, like he's frosted all over.
Oh, yeah. Why is he frozen?
He's frozen for some. I don't know. Maybe that was part of the cum heist.
Yeah. I think, they were trying to freeze that cum even though it was already born as a child.
But now she's not so worried about the 600 soldiers because guess what? She's great at everything.
No, she's she's figured it out.
She gets on a new outfit that's like white, and then it turns red, and then it turns black, and then it turns
blue.
And
then her hair turns magenta.
She just slashes these guys, and then she fights Draxus, right?
Yeah, well, she's got like purple guns that shoot purple lights. That's kind of fun. That's like ultraviolet.
Uh-huh.
Cash in for a bit of the ultraviolet.
I would love a commentary track of Bill Nye watching Ultraviolet, like heckling, like, "Oh, Underworld
what,
is so much
what
better."
What is this? Was I in this?
Yes, like, oh, absolutely.
Like, he's giving a commentary to it as if, like, "Oh, I guess I'm doing this for my DVD release."
Oh, I was in a green screen. I don't remember who I acted with. It must have been
Jerry.
This movie.
Jerry, I think you had me coming on this commentary a little too early. When do I appear in this film?
Has my sandwich come yet?
Is that little boy me from the future?
I guarantee you, he seemed like 15% of his movies.
Oh yeah, totally. Maybe.
There's no way he's watching Underworld.
No, he hasn't seen a single Underworld film. So I don't think he's seen Love Actually.
He's just like, oh, they keep telling me I'm good in it.
Make me a supercut of just my scenes.
He probably did see Pirates of the Caribbean 2, though.
Oh, that's possible. Maybe he saw About Time. Or maybe he watched me in the theater see About Time and cry my fucking eyes out.
Oh,
which one is that?
Oh,
one?
Dude,
which one's
yeah.
That one?
It's a movie where it's Donald Gleason and I believe Rachel McAdams, yes. And like Donald Gleason's like they come
she's
from like
good,
a family of time travelers,
uh-huh.
And oh man, he goes to like this moment like so. Bill Nye he like drops dead and like Donald Gleason like goes back in time to like. Be with his dad one last time on the beach. Holy fuck, not a dry eye in the gosh darn house.
Hey, Eric, now you don't have to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm that's good. Kind of the whole thing. Yeah. Kind of the whole thing.
All right, sounds good.
You know what? You know what? About Time, better movie than this.
Well, oh, really?
It would have to be.
So she goes and she cuts off a bunch of people. She does fight Draxus.
She at one point has a gun with swords come out of it, so that's a thing.
Yeah, it's like Uzis with the stick is the sword.
Yeah,
it's really how much time has Kurt Wimmer spent masturbating to Final Fantasy? Right? He's probably like Final Fantasy VII. He's just jerking.
Totally.
He hires a prostitute just to play Final Fantasy he can jerk
he's
off
probably
on the
jerking
couch.
Off to that new Zelda game right now. Switch!
As people post screen caps of that, and I'm like, hey, it's doing it. No, it's just a cool game.
It looks cool as fuck, man. I really wish I had a Switch. It's so hard for me to justify purchasing a video game system.
Yeah, it's
but Jesus, that looks cool.
So Drax is like, I was a vampire the whole time.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, what? Why? What? No, why? Hold on.
Maybe I was lying about being a double.
I'm like, that's the one thing I knew about this movie. I had a piece of paper down. It said Mila Jovovich vampire, Draxus not vampire. And you took that away from me, Draxus.
His name sounds like Dracula.
Exactly.
Why are you surprised?
You got to see it coming.
All right, I guess so. All right.
Just like a cum heist.
And here's my my assistant, Nosferat.
Oh my God, cum heist. They never saw it coming.
Yes,
I love it. Yes.
Exactly. That's on the poster.
This summer they won't see it coming.
Oh man, we're gonna redefine blurbs.
It's Kevin Hart and Bill Nighy in like a junky like donut truck.
Oh, it's definitely a donut truck, dude. That's how you disguise it. Oh, that's the getaway vehicle. It's a souped up donut truck.
Jesus,
fuck
yeah,
yeah,
dude.
So that like he turns the lights off.
Glaze.
And then she sets her fake sword on fire, and then he sets his sword on fire. And
this sword is on fire!
Yeah, and then they, you know, they go at each other like they're Beric Dondarrion and the Hound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And then she wins.
How does she kill? Is it even a cool
she
death?
Cuts him in half.
Oh,
but you
right.
Don't see it because the fucking lights are turned out in this movie because it's so cheap.
Well, I feel like someone was like, hey, Kurt, I know you got this cool flaming sword fight. What if they couldn't see anything? And he's like, yeah, but yeah, the money's... what if they didn't see anything?
It's what it is like because the lights are totally out. You can kind of see her and it's like one like vertical line of fire that splits into two, and it's him just falling onto the floor. Well, we don't see any of it.
Well, that's, I mean, for the 1 second, I thought this could almost be a salvageable movie. When the first thing happens with the guys going into the bank, and he, like, slices a guy right in half.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to fall. No blood.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem with this movie.
It's weirdly bloodless.
There's no blood. And, like, even what happens doesn't show up on the body.
No. Yeah. There's not. Like, come on. You're making this piece of shit movie that you're going to have to beg people to fucking see unless you're Stephen from Charlotte.
Or unless you're in the mafia. 300 for ultraviolet, please.
Oh, wait a minute. Refund those tickets. There ain't no blood in this.
Sweetheart, can I get a popcorn too? 300 to my friends.
That'd be great. 300 tickets, one large bottle. I heard there's free refills.
Some dips. Can I get a
couple cup of dips?
Hold on. I got the mozzarella sticks. You call this a marinara sauce?
Oh.
Is it freschetta? No, I'm not going to do that.
You know what you're not allowed to do is complain about the quality of mozzarella sticks in a movie theater.
Yeah.
They are just movie theater mozzarella sticks, and that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I ate all of during Doctor Strange the first time.
Oh, nice.
So is this movie over?
It's pretty much over,
we're
right?
Done. Yep,
she
thank
drags.
You.
She Eric got his coat
thank
on.
You. Door slam. She drags this kid up to the roof, and she's like, "Hey, turns out there's a cure." And he goes, "Yeah, I know." And I was like, "What the fuck is anybody talking
about?"
Well,
she's like, "Oh, I cured you when I cried on you or some nonsense."
No, she turned him into a vampire.
Oh, I see.
Fuck.
And now he can fly. And then they fly off together.
Man, that would have been cool.
No, they just ride off. And then she's like, "Oh, we won this battle, but I'll be there anytime someone else comes up." And
nobody
I'm like,
will.
"Wait, who won what?"
Nobody will come.
Also,
nobody will come.
What is the deal?
Wait, that could be in come. What's it? Come heist. Yeah.
Come heist.
Come oh my heist. God. Come heist 3, the old folks home. And they're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Turns out there's one dude who's lying about his age to be in the old folks home. Mm-hmm.
What's Lucky hooked up to? Michael Caine and Alan Arkin are going to hijack a shipment of Viagra.
Dude, that movie looks fucking terrible. Oh, directed God. By Zach Braff. Yeah.
Hold on. Are we getting a cum heist or no?
I'm sorry. There's a movie out right now called Cum Heist, and I'm not starring in it. If anybody's stealing cum around Hollywood, it's me.
Yelling at his agent.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody load off.
Wasn't he supposed to retire like 12 movies ago?
Yeah. I thought Batman was supposed to be
it. Was either Batman or Inception. Not Inception. Maybe Interstellar was supposed to be his last movie, I think.
He's retired, dude, because he knows no one's going to see those movies.
Okay.
No, someone's going to spend $35 million in DVD sales, dude.
No one's. That's fake.
Wasn't he also in Now You See Me Too?
He was.
Didn't he fucking fart into that movie?
He did fart in that movie.
Did you watch it, Chris?
I did not.
Okay, good.
I'm coming for you, Horseman.
Oh, shit.
I turned off the first one like an hour in.
Oh, really? You didn't see the full movie? I saw that whole thing.
Oh, I
fucking
turned it
stinks.
Off, too. I
didn't even watch it.
It stinks. It stinks. Awful. It's a movie where, like, magic might be real, but nobody's fessing up to it.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, you're doing an impression of a blind DVD buyer,
dude. Could you
dude.
Imagine if Chris Angel was real?
And he could go back at the rich.
And then one time Chris Angel was walking outside Planned Parenthood.
Let me show you a magic trick. I'll make this baby disappear. With federal funds. While also doing cancer screenings.
Oh, whatever. Also, like... What? Like the roof of this building is shaped like a cross?
I guess so.
Or something shaped like a cross?
You know, something's happening.
It's saying something. Fuck this shit.
Who could care?
Stephen from North Carolina, I think you have to go to our Atlanta show. For this,
you
got to make the trek.
Pilgrimage.
You just got to go. To drive down.
Kiss the ring and apologize.
I'll say this. On the air, Stephen from Charlotte. If you can convince that ex-girlfriend to come along with you, We'll comp your tickets to this Atlanta show.
Or at the very least, just to, you know, get us back one.
Yeah.
Get her to write us an account of this interaction.
And we will buy you mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
You can't complain about the quality, though. They're Comedy Club mozzarella sticks.
Okay, now as no one's listening. So, Stephen Anthony Sadak. Uh-huh. Routing number.
You got your social circ there,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, yeah.
This was a horrible movie.
It sure was.
That no one will recommend. This is not a hangover movie. This would exacerbate a hangover.
This would make it so hot.
I really mean this, and I'm going to like tattoo a U on my inner wrist, so that whenever someone on this show says this is the worst movie we've ever done, I'm going to have to say no. It's Ultraviolet, unless something happens, unless something catastrophic happens.
Ultraviolet 2.
Oh no.
I don't even think they had a straight to DVD of that one.
No. Ultraviolet 2: Slingin' Webs.
Apparently, Mila Jovovich disowned this movie. By the way,
she really?
Oh, what a shock!
She didn't like it. She did not like it.
She did not like it. What did William Fichtner think about this movie?
He doesn't give a shit, man. You think you're fucking? You think you're even like making William Fichtner blink? It's like, yeah, I made a movie. Whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit.
I made 12 movies yesterday. I don't even know what that was.
Since no one's recommending this, I think this would be a good time to say, you've made it this far.
Yeah, congratulations.
You're one of the diehard fans, and thank you very much for being with us. We have a Patreon page.
That's right.
Patreon.com/WeHateMovies, where we do a sideshow called The Nexus, where we recap Star Trek episodes, and we thought, hey, this movie gave us nothing. Let's play a clip.
Give a little something back for the people who don't subscribe or thinking about it. Maybe you're on the fence as to subscribe.
Preview. We never released a trailer or what The Nexus really was. So we'll roll a clip so that you get an idea and a feel for what this premium podcast is.
Yes. So stick around. We'll be back after this preview clip of WHM's The Nexus podcast.
Well, the best thing is he quotes, which is kind of hilarious, it's like a fake alien races sonnet from 1996. I like that line.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Also, it's Mercy's Playground, Captain.
It's also, by the way, any man who within 15 minutes of knowing you starts quoting poetry, run.
Yeah.
Run quickly.
That's a huge red flag, and I'm serious about that. I don't care if you're taking a class on poetry. You get the fuck out
especially of that. Especially if you're taking a class. Be wary of those dudes.
Who's that lounging in my chair, Captain?
Can I go now?
Who's that casting deep evil stares in my direction?
It's a beautiful piece of
Mama
piece of writing.
Mama surely is a dream.
Let me quote you some 1996 poetry. Yeah, they come to snuff the rooster. You know he ain't gonna die, Captain.
And then, like, someone doesn't get it, and Kirk's all shitty about it. Like, Earth, 1996. Maybe you've heard of it.
How bizarre. How bizarre.
Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas.
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week.
Standing on the corner of 52nd and Broadway. Cars passing by, Captain, but none of them seem to go my way. New York City? Well, I wish I was on the highway. Back to Olympia.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Like Bones has his new metal and rap.
Yeah,
his early aughts, and then Spock is really into that alt rock.
It's like alt rock and some like pop punk. Like,
yeah, a little bit of everything there. A little bit of grunge for him. Like some just like 90s rock radio.
I was a big fan of Morning Zoo.
So that's us talking about Star Trek.
I thought it was pretty fun and entertaining, and I honestly don't think $8 is all that much.
Surprise!
If that was just me. No, I mean, I appreciate everybody there.
Listen, the worst episodes of Star Trek ever made, and I think we've already covered some of them on the Nexus's Short Life already, are better than Ultraviolet.
Well, like, if you subscribe now to the Patreon, you don't only just get the Nexus if at that level.
Right.
You get that, and by the way, there's like 7 episodes now, so that's like 7 hours.
Totally.
And of Star Trek talk.
You also get Animation Damnation. Which remember when those were free? now they're not, but they're great. They're a little bit longer because we understand that people are paying for them. We really appreciate the people are paying for them. And they're very different. We just did, for Listener Request Month, we just did Pokemon again. For this month on the Nexus, we just did Voyager and Deep Space Nine, which is a bit different for us on the Nexus. Yeah.
There are commentary tracks. We got Taken 2, Minteri.
That's
and then
right.
We also have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2014 Minteri.
And there's going to be another commentary out in the spring, TBD, but it's going to be in the spring. It's pretty exciting. We're doing them seasonally.
That's right. For a year, they say. So, my God, Ultraviolet. What a piece of shit. Directed by Kurt Vimmer. May he never direct a single thing again.
I think it's been... This is 2006. He hasn't done anything since, right?
No.
No, he's written quite a lot.
He's writing, though.
He's writing quite a lot.
Keep him behind the... Keep him way, way, way behind the camera. Way in the back with the good coats.
Wrong 90s crime movie we've been referencing the whole episode. All right, so next week, my God, Listener Request Month fucking wraps up with a little film called Overboard.
Oh, Russell Rules is coming right back.
Go, oh, man.
This is kind of exciting.
I haven't seen this movie in like 20 years.
Me neither, but
in a long time.
I remember it being disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
heartwarmingly disturbing.
Questionable. Like dubious.
If I could just knock out the right lady.
If only.
I think they remade Overboard in the early 21st century. It's called Donkey Punch.
It's a hell of a movie, I got to tell you.
Chris Cabin, you like Donkey Punch, right?
It's actually not that bad of a movie.
Now, is it worse or better than Zoo?
Worse.
Okay.
Wow, so Donkey Punch is worse than Zoo, but is Zoo better than Ultraviolet?
Oh, by leaps Donkey
Punch,
and bounds.
Is Donkey Punch better than Ultraviolet?
By leaps.
Just by leaps?
Leaps and bounds, it was better than Ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Leaps. Donkey Punch is better than Ultraviolet.
God.
That's technically Ultraviolet, directed by Kurt Vimmer. If you want more WHM, check us out at WHMpodcast.com or over at the HeadGum Network page. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHM Podcast. Right into the mailbag, of course. We all hate movies at gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Next week, we do conclude with Overboard, as we said. God damn you, Stephen from Charlotte. God damn you straight to hell for requesting this movie. Yeah. I thought I was going to go my whole life without checking it out. But,
fuck you, asshole.
But here we are. So until next week, where Russell rules, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Stephen Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.